This is Dave Andrews, and welcome to the Time Travel Technique, one of my personal favorites. Now, you may hear us refer to certain recordings like this one as guided imagery. And guided imagery is simply defined as the use of words and music to evoke certain scenarios in you with a view to bringing about some beneficial effect. So we encourage you to use especially this guided technique again in the future if you feel you're struggling with the desire to drink. So let's go ahead and get started. Start by finding a comfortable, relaxed position, whether that is sitting in a chair or lying on the floor, although you don't want to be so comfortable that you fall asleep. And now begin by just gently closing your eyes and start focusing on your breathing. Go ahead and let everything else go. Breathe in through your nose, pulling the air all the way down into your stomach, and then exhaling through your mouth. And ideally, we want to establish a deep, relaxing rhythm of breathing. So see if you could breathe in for 4 seconds, hold it for 2, and then exhale for 6. So like this. And just continue breathing in this rhythmic pattern. And what I want you to do is start to feel the relaxation begin at the bottom of your feet. It might feel like you are stepping into a warm bathtub. You'll start to feel the tingling sensation on your toes. And you'll start to feel the sensation of calmness and looseness begin. And as you continue to take deep breaths in through your nose and out through your mouth, allow the relaxation to spread up your feet and through your ankles as if you're just stepping into a nice warm bath or hot tub. And feel that relaxation continue to rise, flowing up your lower legs, through your knees, to your upper legs, and rising now to your hips and pelvic area. Continuing to take deep breaths in, allow that relaxation to continue to move up through your body. Feel your stomach and your lower back begin to relax, and your chest and your upper back. And then let it flow down your arms, all the way down to the tips of your fingers. You might even notice your hands feel pleasantly warm, heavy, and relaxed. Continue to feel the relaxation spread up through your shoulders and your neck, your chin and the back of your head, and your mouth and your cheeks, all of them, just let them relax. Feel your nose and your eyes, and even your eyelids, feel how heavy and relaxed they begin to feel. Notice the ears, your ears relax. Your eyebrows relax, and even your forehead, letting it spread all the way to the top of your head. Your entire body is now relaxed and calm, and just let that relaxation flow throughout. And as you continue to breathe smoothly and slowly, mentally take a scan of your body and notice any tension. If you notice any tension, simply focus on that area and direct your relaxation to flow into it. And as you breathe out, imagine that tension going with your breath. Just picture the tension in your body leaving with each breath out. And if you still feel any tension, imagine a beautiful gold ball of light, perhaps the size of a tennis ball, moving to any area where there's any tension and helping dissipate that tension as you breathe out. Now, with your mind's eye, or if you prefer, you can use your hand, I want you to picture where the future is to you. For some, when they point to the future, they point right in front. For others, they might point to the left or right or up or down. And now what I want you to do is to, with your mind's eye again, or if you feel more comfortable with your hand, point to where the past is. Once again, some people feel that's to the left and the future is to the right, right in front of them. Whatever feels natural and right for you. And I want you to take those two spots that you just imagined and create a line connecting those two spots. So essentially, a line that connects your past to your future. And you, in this moment, are in the middle of that line in the present. So imagine that timeline is of your life, and it spans from the past, as when you're a child, all the way to your future self. And as you look at that timeline, I want you to picture yourself floating above it. As if you're looking down now on your whole life, and you can see little images representing your life from when you're a child all the way to the future self, as far as you can imagine. And as you look down at yourself in the present moment, I want you to now float up into your future. You are going to float into 1 month into the future down your timeline, 2 months. And now you're passing 1 year, going all the way to 5 years from today. And as you look down, you see yourself 5 years in the future. But not just any you. This is the you that has decided to allow drinking to continue in your life. The you that gave up trying to change drinking and just decided it wasn't worth it. This is the you that not only gave up trying to change, but gave into the desire to drink more. As you look at yourself 5 years from today, imagining the choices you've made over that time, what do you look like? And in this moment, what I want you to imagine is yourself floating down into that person. At this instant, you are now that person 5 years from today. 5 years of drinking, possibly even drinking more than you used to drink. What do you look like and feel like? How has drinking deteriorated your body, mind, and energy? Are you even healthy? Imagine you're standing in front of a mirror. What do you look like? Is your face puffy from drinking? Eyes bloodshot? Do you like the person you're looking back at? What about your relationships? How has 5 years of drinking affected them? Have you hurt loved ones, pushed them away? Do you prioritize spending more time with people because they drink, rather than because they're people you like, enjoy, or admire? And what about your career? Are you doing what you love, getting paid what you're worth? Are you valued at your job like you've always hoped you would be? Or has drinking stopped you from getting the career success that you want? And what about your finances? How has 5 years of drinking affected your finances and the decisions that you make for your financial health and well-being? Take a second and take that all in. Now go ahead and once again look at the timeline of your life. And I want you to float out above that timeline again and float down the timeline towards your future. You're now moving past year 6, 7, 8, and 9. And all of a sudden you find yourself looking at the future you from 10 years from today. This is the you that has been spent 10 more years drinking. Maybe even the drinking has gotten worse over that time. What do you look like? Or are you even still alive? Has your body and your mind been able to handle 10 more years of the same type of drinking? And once you get a clear picture of that person, I want you to float into him or her right now. And in this instant, you actually feel, see, and experience everything as if that is actually you. What does it feel like to know you just spent 10 more years letting alcohol run a lot of the decisions in your life? How have your relationships changed? Have you pushed people away? Have you damaged the people that care about you the most? Are you proud of the person that you have become? Really take in what and how your life has changed with 10 years of letting alcohol at least partially control the decisions and actions in your life and the consequences that that has created. And now I want you to float back above the timeline and return back to the present moment, the you of today, the you that has started the 30-day sobriety solution and has already started to make progress. As you see that you, float down into them and take a few deep breaths. Do whatever you need to do to let go of the negative energy that you've created just now. Maybe that's deep breathing. Maybe you just need to stand up and shake your body or shake your hands. So go ahead and take a second and do that right now. And continue to breathe, deep breathing through your nose, all the way down into your stomach, exhaling out your mouth. Once again, trying to breathe in to a count of four, hold for two, and out for a count of six. Now I want you to imagine that timeline again, wherever it exists, spanning the future, the present, and the past. And in your mind's eye, I want you to see yourself float above the timeline, and once again, you are going to move down the timeline towards the future you. Float ahead 1 month, 2 months, watch the months go by until you reach 1 year from today. And when you reach 1 year from today, look down and look at the future you. But this isn't just any future you. This is the one that is thriving in sobriety. Whether that means you have a take it or leave it attitude towards drinking and can have a few drinks now and then, or whether you are not drinking at all. This is the you that has let alcohol no longer play any negative role in your life for a full year. The you that has changed emotionally, mentally, spiritually, physically, and financially. The you that is celebrating 1 year of creating massive change in life. Get a clear picture of what that you will look like and float into them right now. And in that instant, in this instant, you are that person. How do you feel? How do you look? Look into a mirror and look back at yourself. Have you lost weight? Do you look healthy? Is your skin more vibrant? Your eyes more clear? Are you looking at an image of a person that looks like they are really thriving in life? And what about your energy level? Do you have more energy and passion? And how have your relationships changed? Have you rekindled the passion in your marriage? Or maybe you even fell in love? Have you mended damaged relationships? Or become the parent, sibling, or friend that you always dreamed you could be, but with alcohol you were never able to fully become? What has this new you been able to do? What about your career? Did you find a new job, get a promotion or raise, or simply just perform better? And what about your dreams? The dreams that have been hiding behind your drinking, were they able to come to the surface over the last year and start becoming a reality? Take a second right now and breathe in and really feel yourself come alive with this new freedom. The freedom to do as you choose without being consumed by the desire to drink. The pride and excitement you feel of finally taking control back of your life and starting to see your dreams and goals come true. And as you take that in, I want you to return your mind's eye to the timeline of your life again. And once again, picture yourself floating above that 1 year future version of yourself. And move past 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, and now 5 years. You're now looking down at the future you of 5 years from today. The you that has once again been able to thrive in sobriety. That has not only just changed their drinking, but changed their whole life. What does that you look like with 5 years of freedom from alcohol? Once you get clear on that image, I want you to float down into him or her right now and really take it in. What do you look like? Look into a mirror and see what image is staring back at you. How has your body changed? Your mind changed? Do you just have an energy and spark about you that naturally emanates with your newfound life? With 5 full years of not letting alcohol control your decisions, what have you been able to change? Have you completely reinvented your career? What about your love life? And what about your friends? Have you made new friends? Or have you refound old friends that you had lost touch with? And how about your finances? What have you been able to do with all the money you've saved from not spending it on alcohol? Have you been able to invest in a new career, education, house, vacations? And who have you been able to help over these 5 years? Have you become a role model and a mentor to others? How proud of you, of your achievements and your accomplishments? As you breathe in, let your body come alive even more with those feelings. The feelings of the new you and what you have accomplished. Really feel what it is like to be this person and to know without a doubt this can be your life, that this will be your life. And now go ahead and float up above that 5-year future self. And as you float up, look down and see that vibrant you that you were just a part of, and simply reach down and grab that you and symbolically put him or her in your pocket, knowing that doing this will almost guarantee that you become this future you. And now start floating back to the present time. And as you go back over the 1-year future, you just look down and tell them that you will see them soon. And as you see the present you, go ahead and float back down to that you and take a few deep breaths. Decide right now that you can have that life, that happiness, and that success. It is your choice. All you have to do is keep moving forward. Do the work that we presented you in the step-by-step formula in the 30-day sobriety solution. Keep reminding yourself what you want and what you stand to gain. And remember what the path of drinking ultimately leads you to. You're the consequences of your daily decisions, and as you continue to make positive choices, you will see a whole new world of opportunity open up in front of you. And now I want you to come back, and when you're ready, open your eyes and really think about this experience. And most importantly, take a few minutes right now and really journal about your experience. Write down what you saw with each future version of yourself. What scared you and what excited you. Take as much time as you need. This exercise will be a fantastic one to review in the future and will be one that will serve you possibly for the rest of your life. We hope you've enjoyed the time travel technique. And as always, this is Dave Andrews, and here's to your success, thriving in sobriety.